Federal regulators joined with state authorities to take an in-depth look at community banking around the country in what's being viewed as the most comprehensive study of its kind. Connecticut's Banking Commissioner Howard Pitkin says community banks are a breed apart.
The very large banks are very far away from their customers. A community bank, on the other hand, is run by local people, and you know they're much more in touch with the needs of their marketplace and can connect better with the customer.
He says that became especially evident in the wake of the financial crisis 5 years ago.
During the 2008 crisis, the community banks stepped up and funded loans for nearly 70% of the credit needs of the country for small businesses, where the large banks shut the credit window down.
The study found that customers appreciate this responsiveness to the point where they're prepared to pay a little more for the services of a community bank. Community banks are responsible for 46% of small business loans, 65% of farm loans, and 35% of commercial real estate financing. Martin Geitz, the president of Simsbury Bank and the president of the Connecticut Community Bankers Association, confirms the sector punches above its weight.
Our impact on the economy is disproportionate to the level of deposits we have available to fund the economy, and we're funding very important parts of the economy.
But despite that, community banking has shrunk dramatically in recent years. 2 decades ago, there were more than 10,000 community banks in the U.S. At the end of last year, there were about 6,000. Connecticut has seen a larger-than-average contraction, with fewer than 10% of deposits now in community banks. Geitz says many small banks were gobbled up in the free-for-all atmosphere of the 90s and early 2000s.
The major drivers of the consolidation of the industry were essentially economic economies of scale. That was all, however, enabled by changes in regulatory limitations.
But now the pressures are reversed. Post-crash, regulation is back, and Commissioner Howard Pitkin says one of the biggest challenges is a one-size-fits-all approach that's making the community banks pay for the sins of the big Wall Street investment banks.
When Washington writes a law or a regulation, they write it for everybody. But most of all, they write it for the large banks who can readily afford complying with it. They just hire another lawyer.
States are now attempting to formulate a tiered system of regulation that they hope will be adopted by federal authorities and that can once again give community banks a competitive edge. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.